Health officials say malaria alone causes more than 10,000 maternal deaths and 200,000 infant deaths in Africa each year. Dr. Antoine Serufaira, the World Health Organization's African Regional Advisor on Prevention of Malaria in Pregnancy, stressed the importance of networking among health providers in dealing with malaria and HIV in pregnancy.
We have to integrate our services. We have to reinforce the collaboration of our programs. We have to work together. We have to plan. We have to monitor together. And we have to inform each other of what we are doing so we can use efficiently the resources we have.
Poor collaboration between national malaria control programs and reproductive health programs, resistance to drugs, and cost of medicines are some of the new challenges facing health officials on the African continent. Inam Kichike is the WHO Regional Advisor for Prevention of Mother-to-Child HIV Transmission. She says healthcare services should be integrated so that diseases such as malaria and HIV are detected and treated during prenatal and antenatal care.
So which means that if a mother comes for, ANC, you offer her interventions for malaria and pregnancy, you should also offer her at the same time prevention for mother-to-child transmission. So it's not like a small project here or a small project there. If you are delivering a health service to a pregnant woman and you do not take account the impact of malaria on pregnancy, you do not take account of the impact of HIV on the pregnancy, then really, I'm afraid that service is not a quality service.
Dr. Olushola Adujirin, a reproductive health care specialist at the WHO country office in Nigeria, called on governments to do more to reduce the cost burden on their citizens.
When you're thinking of the people, especially in poor resource countries, it's not going to be that easy to get people to buy some of these drugs. Some of them are quite expensive. They are more expensive than what we used to use in the past. So government must now be alive to its responsibility and look at how best some of these things can be subsidized.
The meeting was organized by the WHO and the Johns Hopkins University organization specializing in maternal and child health. Participants are from Nigeria, Gambia, Ghana, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Uganda. FM Duvi for VOA News, Accra.